Cheers, everybody. We are back. It's been a while, but TJ, Brendan, Ben, it's Bourbon on a Budget. Cheers.
Cheers.
How you guys doing? Happy birthday, Brendan.
Thank you. What'd you guys get me?
You are so old.
We actually have. Listen, it's for your birthday. This definitely was not like already going to happen anyway, but I believe we have two bottles of whiskey for him, Ben.
What?
Yeah.
God.
Wait, maybe that one we'll give to somebody else.
Okay. That sounds fair. Two seems excessive.
But one we have at least fine. One. We have at least one for you. Maybe two.
Yeah. Guys. It just depends on how we're feeling.
Yeah.
It just depends on how much Scotch Tommy unloads onto you.
No, it's not.
I don't know about that. I don't. I don't like being unloaded upon. Just I'm gonna put that out there.
Must we?
So, I don't get it.
That's a general. A general statement.
Okay. It's Brendan's birthday. Brendan, you done anything fun today? Just worked.
Work a lot. I tried to make dinner for my wife. I want to do something special. I should be cooking, but I was like, I like cooking, so I enjoyed it. And long story short, the basil that I picked for the pesto had turned, and the pesto was awful. So I ruined my birthday dinner.
Seems like a very Michael Scott thing to do. So what are you going to eat? Are you going like just do, you know, Red Barn?
We just had the noodles that I had for the pesto, but I was able to taste the pesto before put it on the noodles. So I just straight put butter, nudes. Just put butter and salt.
Psychopath.
On it.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great birthday dinner.
We're gonna do some stuff later in the month to celebrate.
That's a great birthday dinner for a 3-year-old. I should have butter noodles. Thanks.
I think they would even want the marinara. I don't think that'd be great for them either. Jeez. So we are here. Thank you guys for watching. Thanks for hanging out. Do me a favor and hit the subscribe button, hit the share button, all of those things. Thumbs up, like wherever you're watching from. And then hit the comments. Who's your comment already? ECB. Okay, well, that's Eddie. That doesn't count. Brendan turned 4 today. You share a birthday.
Yes.
you share a birthday with somebody you kind of work for.
I don't know if I work for him, but yeah. Mike Norvell did turn, I think, 41 today. I'm not sure. But yeah, Mike Norvell is same birthday as myself. Everyone on the beat wished Mike Norvell a happy birthday. I don't think anyone wished me a happy birthday. So
Chris didn't where we are.
Chris bought me lunch, but never actually said happy birthday. Mm-hmm. Zach and Dane, we went to Kiki's. Zach and Dane convinced Chris to buy both of them lunch as well for my birthday and asked if Chris can zaddy us up for my birthday, but that was about it. So that was the closest I got.
Did CBS end up just buying that lunch?
We'll see. There's some expense report issues right now.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I need to talk to you offline.
Yeah. There's been a lot of holds up for Chris and myself. So you got to start breaking thumbs. You got to start breaking thumbs. I get it.
Chris seems like the kind of breaks some thumbs. So, all right, let's get after it. We are reviewing. Ben, I didn't even ask, but I hope you're doing well too. I see you like every other day though. So,
That's fine. I was the same as I was yesterday.
Yeah. Alive. We are reviewing something tonight. Brendan, it was your pick.
Mm.
Actually, it wasn't your pick. I just didn't get something in the mail so that you could review it. But
this
we'll bring
my
it up
backup
this weekend.
Pick. Yeah.
Yeah. So back it up and tell us what we're reviewing.
We are all fans of Chattanooga Whiskey on the show. We've reviewed multiple of their things. We've had salesmen on there before too. So we like Chattanooga Whiskey. We're fans. They've scored their 111 has scored very highly for us. If I recall correctly, I think it was big board worthy last year. So, I guess in honor of my birthday, we are breaking out something good from Chattanooga Whiskey, a special release. This is their founder's 10th year anniversary blend. So this was released this past spring, and it was in honor of their 10 years starting to distill stuff. This is their 1816 award-winning whiskey blend. I think they used from as like a jumping off point. Long story short, this is at least 3 years old. It's a blend of two batches of Chattanooga whiskey with a Lawrenceburg, Indiana MGP bourbon. And like Chattanooga whiskey is for everything they put out there, it is super specific and detailed on the bottle of what they're putting in there.
A ton of info here.
And so I sent the link to Ben to help me try to like figure out what's in this bourbon, and I've read this four times, and my brain still hurts, Ben. It's almost too much information, if I'm being totally honest.
Yeah. So the best I can interpret it is there are three different mash bills, like you were saying, two from chat, one from MGP or, you know, Meyer Squibb or whatever. And then there's also a primary, secondary, and a finishing cooperage. So two of the mash bills are in a toasted and charred oak barrels. The final mash bill, which is the MGP, is in a regular charred oak barrel. And they then are blended and they go to a finishing cooperage in a charred oak barrel for a month. So most of it's 4-year product from what I can tell, at least minimum 4-year. Yeah, 3 to 4 years. So three, it's four. Around 4 years old with a little bit of finishing. But what's interesting in the Chattanooga mash bills is they have a lot of interesting malting for their barley. So one of them has a hardwood smoked malted barley. Another one has a caramel malted barley. And then another one has a honey malted barley. So a lot of interesting kind of barley representation in their mash bills. So,
which is kind of standard for Chattanooga whiskeys. They do a lot of different types of barley stuff. That's kind of how they crack the code to make younger whiskey taste a little bit more complex. But this is, I think, different than what they're standard. They do like a chocolate and a honey malted barley usually. So with the ones that Ben mentioned are different. The other specs on this are, let's see, it's 100 proof. So proofed nicely. And, oh, the mash bill. Let's find the mash bill, what this all is blended to. I don't know. This is confusing me too.
I got it if you need me to.
But it doesn't really, it's confusing even to, as to what, like, the, go ahead and try it.
Okay. Jeez. I mean, we're just,
let's just go. This is probably boring. There's right. a lot of stuff. A lot of numbers.
Yeah.
I think it's about, I think I got mine like at $75. I'm trying to see what it is here at MSRP.
I think it's $50 MSRP. Supposedly.
I probably spent a little bit too much for it.
Which seems like a freaking deal. $50 for this.
Yeah, I don't think I paid $50 for it. I think I paid.
Yeah.
Where'd you get it? MSL?
Yeah. I could be wrong. I could be saying that they're jacking something up that is not accurate, but
You know, I like this nose a lot. It doesn't smell super craft and it doesn't smell super young. And there's a lot of kind of like giveaways that I get on like the craft distillery product or the younger product. You know, I usually get like a creme brulee, kind of like sugary char note on the younger stuff. And I'm not getting that here, which I think it may go back to their kind of malted barley approach. I like it. Man, I get like a toffee on the nose. Toffee, cinnamon. Yeah, I like this nose. Toffee, cinnamon, maybe like a cinnamon roll almost. A little bit of bread.
Very raisiny or like dark fruit, like plums, dates, that kind of. Also for me, and I agree with what Ben said, you get a toasty like dessert type of stuff. Cherry, tons and tons of like dark cherry cola soda, cherry Coke.
I can see that. Yeah. It gets so dark for how young it is.
Very much.
It's so heavy, right, on the nose. Like it's such a dense nose. The flavors are so bold. It's really not in a bad way, but it's almost overwhelming. Like it's not just your.
Oh no!
No, not in a bad way. Right, just very hefty. Yeah. See, I knew that word would have a negative connotation. I'd be there. I knew there'd be no way you could like take that positively.
Yeah, man.
But I meant it positively. Like it's just very big.
I think the nose is
bold,
great.
Bold.
I drank a lot of this already.
It's not delicate. Ben likes it. Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, that's really not, good.
I was gonna say aggressive.
Give it a 1.25. I'll give it a 1.25. I can tell.
This is really good.
I love this. 1.25.
What's the price on it?
Yeah, you paid 70.
Chocolate.
0.75.
It's an aggressive nose, but in a good way. It's like an aggressive offense in football. Like sometimes you need to push the ball downfield, and sometimes that can be a beautiful thing. And this is a beautiful, exquisite nose in my estimation.
All right, before we cross the line, I'll punt this over to the taste. What do you guys think about the taste on this? Before we cross the line, I'll punt.
You know,
I was a master mono of that joke. All right.
I'm Still have no idea what's going on.
Go ahead.
Anyway, man. So in pulling up this Chattanooga site, trying to do as much research as we can on this, because it's pretty complex as far as a mash bill and stuff. I saw the tasting profile that Chattanooga put out. And the first thing that it said was a root beer float. And I was like, dang, like that is weirdly accurate. And I usually try to avoid it because I don't want to get kind of preconditioned. But I drank it and I was like, man, that is freaking right. Also, Brendan, number two is black cherry. So there you go. There you go. Root beer float to me, I get that all day.
Look at the color on this, guys. Like, it probably doesn't do it justice on the camera.
Yeah. But, like, it looks really dark for 3 or 4
years. It tastes how it looks. Like, it kind of falls through. Yes. Like, the bottling, really, the branding of it's all, like, they knew what they were going for. You mentioned the root beer beds. I got more of, like, a... You know, have you guys ever had like a craft root beer, or like a birch beer, which is like maybe not quite as like a standard like
bar? Sarsaparilla.
Is that a thing?
Okay. Similar, yeah. I like Virgil's.
So it's more like that, where it's not as sugary. It's more like that kind of spicy spice. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like a root. I can see that. Yeah. Definitely that.
It tastes like root.
Yeah. Pretty sure sarsaparilla is a root.
Oh, they said Gasparilla because you guys are from
Sarsaparilla.
No, Sarsaparilla. Oh, okay. Thing. Brennan.
Sarsaparilla is a root. Suck it.
Yeah, definitely the cherry, the suck it root. I got both of those in my mouth. And then also a lot of toasty, like almond, toasty nut kind of also.
Yeah.
In my mouth.
Gosh.
Very, very toasty. And it's just
there's some char and toast in there.
Yeah, definitely. Warm. Yeah. It's a warm palate for sure. This is where some of the age I think does kind of creep up to me on the taste. It's not poor, but it's just, it does get a little at the very end, like right before we get to the nice spice of the finish, gets a little like bitter peanut to me. And that's just like, that takes it down a notch for me just a tad.
I think you're right. And I think stepping into the finish, I do get like I wouldn't go as far as like bitter peanut. I would go more towards like drying, almost like tannin-esque,
you know, woody.
Like not, yeah, a little dry, a little drying, but then it just makes me want to go back and get more root beer, you know, at the front. So I kind of like, to me, it's a circular drink. You just drink it, it dries out, and you get around, you know.
It's the best kind of drink. You just want to keep drinking more.
Yeah. But I would say it's a little drying. It's not very oily, so it's not a whole lot of like oily mouthfeel. It's a little dry.
It reminds me of a wine, like the drinking experience. It's funny that you say the tannicky dryness, because that was when I had it the other day thinking we might do this, and it felt like I was drinking like a dark red wine, almost like cherry, the earthy notes.
We're on it.
Red wine in the glass, TJ.
Ben's going to rate this as a 6.
I like this. I think the finish is okay.
$5 and tax?
Oh, yeah. I think the finish is okay, but everything else up to this point has been really good.
We haven't heard much from you, TJ. Are you enjoying it? Or are you just taking it all in? What's happening over there?
I like what you said about the toasty notes, because I definitely get that. And it talks about it a little bit on the website as well. I do get a ton of the dark cherry with it, but it's not... So with the dark cherry, it's not like a super sweet, right? Like, it's not like an overwhelming sweetness. It's more of it's like a subtle, bold sweetness. Does that make sense? Not really, but we're going to say it. It's really good. I'm not as high. No offense to those that are high on some of the Chattanooga stuff. I'm not as high on the Chattanooga stuff as you guys are. And that's fine.
Ben, what did you move on to?
Oh, he just...
I'm already out.
He slams... Ben slams bourbon.
I understand that, but what's...
Well, I want to say some...
Is it a toasted Michter's? Like, it looks like a nice bottle that he just...
No, it's just a regular Michter's. Straight Michter's.
Okay. All right.
But I want to, like, kind of taste it in comparison to, like, a typical standard product. This is, like, $45 Michter's, and then... It says MSRP, when I just Google it, like at 50 or 55 for the founders.
Yeah.
Again, it's sold out, so limited release. You're not going to
I think
find it. But like I just want to get 65. I want to go straight to something else and be like, is this really standout wise? Oh, yeah. The nose. Interesting.
But yeah, I like this. I'm not as big into the Chattanooga stuff, but this is really, really good. I think the 111 is fine. I like this better. It's a little more in my range, though.
This is the best Founders product, or the best Chattanooga product I've had.
Yes, this is nicely done. It's super unique. It is their flavor profile, but it's altered a little bit. It's like if you're doing a special edition, like you want to be yourself, but like just maybe 20%, 25% differently. This is nice. Ooh, Jason just dropped a nice little nugget in there in the chat. Thank you, Jason. I'm a Matt. Jason's a big Chattanooga whiskey fan.
That's going to be a new annual release. Yeah, it's a good product. Hopefully,
I want to pick this up. I would definitely buy this.
Yeah. But Father's Day, did we review that for Father's Day? I think maybe Ben and I did a rapid on that.
I don't think so. I think Jason may have sent me a sample of that. I got to check. I got about a dozen samples I'm looking at right now between the two of you guys. Three of you guys, technically.
So is this last year's of that? Okay, so
this is 2022. This was out in the spring. So this is just maybe 4 or 5 months ago.
Hmm. So Jason says a different thing. Jason says the Father's Day bottle is better than this one. I think I like this one a little more than the Father's Day, but I'm going to go try them. You guys talk for a minute.
Yeah, that sounds like a really good blind. I'm going to sprint over there.
Head to head. Also, the bottle and bond I have too. We should do all of them together. Oh, TJ just like totally took himself out.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Anyways, yeah, Ben, how's life going?
Good. Okay, so another thing. Uh-huh. I have Sean's Southwest Bourbon Whiskey Society, their Chattanooga pick, which is very heavy chocolate, right? And so I think that'd be good. The Founders, then that'd be a good back-to-back. But
I can get you more.
Too bad. Too bad.
Everyone's sending us messages right now. TJ's the only one who can pull them up. So Patrick wished me a happy birthday. Patrick, thank you. We have a care package we have to get Patrick still. Patrick, if you're interested in anything else I got in my collection, like this or anything else I'm gonna show tonight, let me know, because I got a bunch of sample bottles I need to fill and get out of here because they're keeping up too much space. Jason said the new 2018 spring bottle and bond just came out. I saw that. Chattanooga Whiskey does such a good job, man, like of having a unique flavor profile. They get stuff out quickly. They do a ton of like experimentation. Sometimes it hits, sometimes it misses. Did I get you guys the port finish? I don't think I did. You would definitely remember the port one because it's interesting. Yeah.
I know I've seen that around. I just haven't tried that one yet.
I don't know if it would be up your alley. Just it's very sweet. TJ might like it.
Yeah.
I also have a apricot brandy finished one of it, and I thought that was pretty.
Yeah, not great.
But again, it's their experimentation line. You're going to do different stuff and try different things. That's fine. I like that.
I also like the fact that it's just like, here's exactly what's in the bottle. There's no...
Freakishly transparent, which is cool. I like that. All right, TJ's going for it. He's going for broke tonight.
I couldn't find the bottle. It was all the way in the back of the cabinet.
This kind of reminds me of I don't say poor man's version is going to come off as negative, but I mean, comparatively, it's like a third of the price. The Peerless Double Oaked pick that we have, that's like this one turned up to like five octaves more.
Disagree.
You don't think so at all? This has got the darkness and the toastiness and the herbaliness of... I had that the other day. Yeah. That was so good. So freaking good.
It's really good.
Did you finish it yet?
No, but I have to tell myself not to drink it often. Like, go grab that one. Because I want everyone to try it. I want to keep trying it. And so
as it opens up a little bit more, it keeps
getting better. I probably got like 70% left of the bottle. I'm staring at it right now. So just looking at it.
It's like an angel over your shoulder. I think it's going to be great as it gets colder out too. I think that's going to be a perfect like outdoor winter whiskey. Like, yes.
So if someone wants to send us a sample of the Midwinter Nights 10-year anniversary,
that'd be freaking... the whole bottle. Where's Joe?
Or the whole bottle.
Come on, Joe.
That's fine. I got a problem with that, but man. Yeah.
So this is so corn forward to me, this Father's Day one.
What's the specs or maybe Jason, if he's watching, could tell us like, what's the Father's Day angle, the hook? Like, what do they do? Like, this one's toasted elements to it. What's Father's Day supposed to be?
Yeah, this is in a toasted 53-gallon toasted and charred oak, yellow corn, malted rye, caramel malted barley, and roasted malted barley. It doesn't give a specific mash bill. Ben, I don't know if you can look that up real quick. The Chattanooga Fathers Distillers Edition. I don't know if you have a quick sec to do that, but thoughts on the nose. I like the Founders nose better than the Father's nose. Patrick, thank you. Oh, sorry.
We already addressed every. We couldn't pull him up, but we acknowledged that. Then
I want to put Patrick on the screen because he's the GOAT. All right, flavor though.
Solid dead air, I like that.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, move it along, fellas. I got presents to open up.
What is this, Christmas? Come on, Grinch. Nah, sorry. I'm going. Ben, come over and get some of this afterwards. But I'm going with the Founders all day. Smoother. Yeah. I mean, it's only 11 feet different. That word doesn't
exist. Founder.
Father.
I hardly know her and him. Wow, nailed it! Can't believe we went a whole podcast or episode without doing a bird joke.
He's saying it's handpicked by the master distiller. Oh, okay.
He picked it up with his hand and said this.
Well, I'm sure the Founders is hand blended by the master distiller. So.
All right, let's get back on track here. Finish.
Let's rate this thing.
Oh, you want to just
rate
it?
I'm ready.
Let's go. All right, let's do it.
Nose. Okay, wait. So if you've never watched a review before, I don't know what you've been doing with your life, but you get 10 points in total, 2 for the nose, 4 for taste, 1 for the finish, 1 for cohesiveness and complexity, and 2 for value. Mm-hmm. Value, we try not to consider until the very end. Unless your name is Ben, then you consider it the entire time. Value is...
important.
Some kind of combination of price, proof, availability, and anything else that you may want to throw in there that's a miscellaneous. 2 points for the nose. Ben, you raved about this nose, so you could just.
I liked it a lot. 175.
Woo! That's what? The highest nose you've given since the Peerless one we got from the distillery. Literally last
okay, year. So like two ago?
Ben's nose, really now that COVID is like a year in the past for him, he's back on track.
I'm back at it. Freaking back at it. Crushing. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Brendan, what do you got?
I will go. I was between a 1.25 and a 1.5. I feel like Ben's got me. I mean, it's a great nose. It's a super unique, depthy, hefty nose. 1.5 feels fair to me. Like it's classic Chattanooga whiskey, just added a little bit more layers to it, and it's damn good. TJ?
Brendan's spot on here. Birthday boy takes the cake.
Cake.
Wow. Are you having cake tonight?
How am I the highest now?
It's a personal question. Kids show.
Oh, jeez.
All right. Taste. Brendan, cake boy, start us off.
Also a personal question. So the taste to me is where taster.
Caker.
Gotta get back on.
Brendan, what do you got? Focus.
2.75. I like it. It's above average to me. It's just, there's that youthfulness to it, that dry, kind of bitter peanut at the end. Wow. It just it takes it down just a little bit for me. Above average, like very nice, but I don't love the end of the taste before we get to the finish part.
So we're 2.5?
I said 2.5, I think.
All right.
Wow.
Ben.
Jeez. I'm higher here. I like the taste. I'm at like a 3. Let's see how you guys are so crushing this thing.
I don't think 2.5 is that far. I mean, we're just looking at a tier different.
3. I was between 3 and 3.25. I was like,
I'll split you guys 2.75. I think it's above average. Ben's a little higher on it than I am. It is really good, though. So I could have been convinced of a 3, but Brendan being low kind of weighed me down. Finish. Ben did not rave about this part. What do you think, Ben?
I think a 0.5 here. It's kind of average.
Brendan?
Ben and I are always, I feel like, a little different on the finish. We never quite agree there. I'll go 0.75. How'd you know I was going to say that, TJ? How'd you know that? How'd you put it down? Yeah, I like the finish. I think there's a nice sweetness, a little spice, too. And it does, to Ben's point, gives that, like, round, circular kind of... wholeness to this drink where you want to go for another sip. So yeah, 0.75.
I'll go 0.5 here. I think it's slightly above average, but not quite good enough to where I'm going to give it the 0.75. It's probably like a 0.6. So it gets rounded down. Cohesiveness and complexity. Brendan, you can start us off here.
Okay. So for how many is it out of?
Out of 1.
I will go with a perfect 1 on this. I think it is both very cohesive and extremely complex. Borderline extra bonus points, but I can't do that too reviews in a row. But one, this checks both boxes for me. Shout out Chris Knee.
I'll go with a one here. I think that it is both cohesive and complex, both in a good way. There's a lot going on with it, but it doesn't get, you know, crazy out in left field or anything. I'll give it a solid one here. Ben?
I don't disagree with any of these points.
0.5.
give me a one. Give me a one
ben
here.
Ben hates giving a one in this category.
I hate point score.
I got a little bit of intel here. I can't divulge sources, or I don't want to get too specific, but I got an idea of the exact specification of what this is blended as. You ready? It is 40% of their 1816 reserve, which was their OG. It was their basically their old, maybe a Lawrenceburg, an Indiana-based.
Yeah, 40% that, 51% their 3-year, and then 9% their 4-year. Yeah. We know Brennan.
9% they're 91 and 51% barrel two. It's the blend of past, present, and future.
We know. Okay. Thanks.
Also,
thanks, Google.
Their distiller's pick is coming out. Google. They have 4 different mash bills all uncut in there. And they also have a wheat bottle, a roasted, and a peated bottle coming out as well soon. So
there you go, man. Way to go, Brennan.
It's my birthday. Best. Be nice to me.
The best. Blow those candles out, man. 39.
34.
Oh, sheesh, you're old.
Yeah. Right around the corner from Senile.
Yeah. Over the hill. All right, going into value, Ben has this at a 6.25.
Wow.
Brennan and I both have it at a 5.75. You get 2 points for value.
This is a good bottle, man. This is a good bottle.
It is a good bottle. Again, we're not that far off. We're talking about half a point.
Yeah.
It was also the last of their original 1816 sourced Solera. No clue what that means, but.
Well, Solera means that it's basically it's an aging process in which you always have like a little bit of the original. Like you take some of what's left over, put it in there, and it's always kind of, So this is cool. So this is like there's legitimate like a little bit then of 10-year-old whiskey in here. It's like a little baby.
I really hope that's like incorrect and Jason is just like frantically typing on his computer to comment again to correct you. I would just be like, no, it's not.
Jason's the one that said that, though.
I'd already be correcting himself.
Hey, just kidding, guys. I lied about that comment.
I'm saying that the Solera was
Solera. I hardly know a.
Oh, gosh.
Noe.
Okay, so for value, Ben, you were running amok here today. What do you got?
What's our price? What's the price on this?
$50. Brendan paid a little more, but it retails at $50.
I think $50 is outrageously great for this bottle.
We got to factor in availability. By the way, real quick, this is Ben being sensitive about the score difference is totally just him being out in front. This never happens. He's never the highest score before value. So just playing therapist here. This is what's happening. Ben feels vulnerable.
Availability is tough. It's above average. It's definitely above average price. It's $50.
In today's economy.
I know. Next year is gonna be like $75, which is fine.
Thanks, Biden.
I think it's one. I think it's a one.
What?
It's definitely
he had to go
one or one and a quarter. It's one or one and a quarter. I can't decide. One and a quarter,
Ben, but think about what you just did. Think about what you said about it. If you want to do it
one
again,
one and a quarter. Shut up.
We'll do it. We'll go back to it.
Just how did he give it such a low? He's got to be low on something.
He can't not. Ben, if you want to redo by the time TJ and I are talking
about
it,
are you guys
going to
go way higher than me on this?
So to me, I mean, a 5.75, like. A 5.0, just in the way we grade things, means it's like average. So we're talking about almost a 6 before we even get to value. The value is like decent. Like I paid 65-ish for it. Even that I think is reasonable. So it's an annual release. So currently sold out online. I wonder if I could go to Market Square Liquor and get some right now. I'm not entirely sure. But this is an annual release. And to me, you're basically paying, you're getting what you pay for, which annual release. The Solera aspect of it is nice as well. I didn't know that. It's unique in its flavor profile, yet distinct to Chattanooga whiskey. I'm going to go 1 point. I guess I'll go 1.25 as well. I mean, I think that's reasonable. Between 1.25 and 5, I think you're getting what you pay for with this. It's a good annual release bottle. Very nicely done.
Yeah, I was thinking about a 1.5 on this if Brendan did it, but since he didn't, I'll go 1.25. But I was between the two. Yeah, I think you get what you pay for here. I don't think it was – I mean, it wasn't – I mean, you know, it's hard to find now, but I'm assuming it wasn't incredibly difficult to find back then because Brendan got it, and Lord knows he doesn't have time to do anything these days. You know, so if he was able to find it, you know, then I feel like the average person could find it pretty easily. Yeah. So – I don't know. 1.25 takes our final scores. Ben at a 7.5, Brendan and myself at a 7. That's 7.16. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good buy.
Has anyone tried this year's Maker's releases?
No, I haven't gotten one yet.
I haven't seen them hit yet, but I want to get that.
Brendan, now that we're done with the review, you are celebrating a birthday tonight. What are you getting into as like kind of like your special pour of the evening?
So I have two choices here. I might go with both. Now, one
is your birthday pour, right?
Yeah.
Your birthday pour. Gotcha.
Yeah. Now, one is a pursuit and purchase. I don't know if we want to jump ahead or whatnot, but I purchased something today for my birthday. I was like, you know what? YOLO.
Treat yourself.
But I'll get to that. Secondly,
yo, Bo, you only birthday once.
You only birthday once
a year.
That's true. All right. So what I will go with as my first pour, it's a little sentimental. I think I've talked about this before on the show.
Centennial. It's 100 years old.
My Papa Kane, RIP, was born on October 10th. We were very close. We had a birthday a day apart. Our ages were always cool, where you like add how old I was and how old he was, and they were inverse, and you always equal the same number. But this Four Roses single barrel strength that I got ABC a couple years ago was bottled on October 10th. So I was going to have a pour last night for him. My tum-tum was a little upset because I'm old and happens now. So since we're drinking bourbon tonight, I'm going to keep going. The first one I will pour, and I only drink this once a year. I wasn't able to do it last night, so I think I'll do this tonight for my birthday and for Papa Kane. So that'll be first pour.
I love that one. I saw you post that on social media, and yeah, I think stuff like that is incredibly special. We talked about it from the very first episode. You know, it's about memories, and it's about drinking with people that you care about. And yeah, obviously, you know, he's not here, but that's obviously your way to kind of remember him. And I really like that. So as much as we joke and give each other a hard time, you know, I obviously won't give you a hard time for that. I think that is really neat, and I'm glad that you're kind of doing something special with that. Ben and I have both gotten Blanton's and other bottles that had our kids' birthdays on them. Stuff like that is just more special than any other random bottle that you may or may not have. So good stuff. What's your other one that you're pouring? Less sentimental, it seems, coming up.
Yep. So this is
no tear jerkers on the pursuits and purchases.
No, ooh, I saw the top and I'm like, Brendan, hello.
Yeah, but I mean,
hello.
The tears might come from the receipt, but I had some ABC points that I have to accumulate before the end of the year. So we were I was on the show. We were in Louisville. Our favorite distillery, I think that we hit up the best experience was Bardstown. Now I have one that I'm still trying to get. I have not seen it yet in Florida. Hopefully I didn't make a mistake by not buying it at Bardstown, but this was the first pour I had of the day, and it was a delicious one. It was very good. I think it's going to be a great like one to have a couple times a year. This is Bardstown's Founders. It's a double Founders. Yes. Guys, it's two Founders.
Nice.
One chocolate show. Bomb. This is a chocolate bomb. This is Bardstown, good. 110 proof. Great proof. Finished in Founders KBS aged stout barrels. A little pricier, but I need those ABC points. Birthday, it's been a good couple of months at work. Treat yourself. So that's probably what I will get into this evening if I do end up having one more pour. Yeah,
big bottle, Brendan. I love it.
Do you guys want samples later?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I'll see you this weekend.
Maybe this
weekend. Oh, Ben's coming this weekend.
I'm coming.
Yeah.
Founder.
Brendan has no time for us, but I mean, we will be in the same city as him.
We will have
you do something, man. Do something with us.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
We probably we're gonna have lunch or
Friday
something.
Night.
It's been discussed. I don't know about
Friday. Rager.
No, I don't know about
Friday that. Night Rager.
Sean, I think Sean's birthday was yesterday. Happy late birthday, Sean.
Happy late birthday.
Happy late birthday, Sean. I saw that today when I saw Brendan's. I don't check Facebook like that. So
I don't either. That's been really bad for me remembering people's birthdays. I don't check Facebook maybe once a week now. Yeah, it's bad. It's tough.
I saw that today. And I was like, I got to text Sean. But I told him on the show, so that's even better.
A lot of October babies. I think a lot of parents are having sex around late January, maybe Valentine's Day.
Little Christmas, little New Year's Eve.
That would be a little long.
I think it's more, I think
10 months. 10 months is pretty much on.
Anyways, what do you guys drink the rest of the night, and what are you pursuing and purchasing? Let's get out of here so I can drink stuff.
And open Ben, what's your next special bottle you're drinking? Is there an event coming up? Is there anything you're doing fun? Like, I'll just say the next time Florida State wins a big game, could be Saturday, could be Miami, could be Florida, whatever. I'll pour into something good. What do you got?
Dang, good question. I have a closed Stag Junior that I need a reason to open. And so I'm not 100% positive when that moment will be, but that'll be my next nice, let's open something really good.
Seems like it's like Thanksgiving's a month and change away. Maybe a little.
Yeah. Thanksgiving will be good, but I go away
for Thanksgiving. Yeah. So you got to drink it by himself.
Yeah. I go away and I usually buy a bottle up there, and I usually find something decent up in North Carolina. So
it's true. He goes to the mountain areas and gets good stuff that's not picked over. Yeah.
It's great. Great.
Okay, cool. Well, anyway. You pursuing or purchase anything, Ben? I think we're good. We'll save that for next week.
We're poor. We're poor.
All right, cool. Well, happy birthday, Brendan. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thanks for hanging out. Sean, thanks for getting here with 1 minute left to go in the show. Please go back and rewatch it. If you guys watched or listened, however you consume this content, do us a favor and hit the share button. Brendan, what's your birthday wish?
To get out of here so I could drink more bourbon and open presents.
Do you really have presents? Are you six?
But you're like, your significant other doesn't get you a present for your birthday?
No.
We're adults.
We're adults.
Love you.
Stop that, Brendan.